7:41 here on a Friday, and that means it's time for our legislative update. On the line, we have Doug Blex. He is the Kansas 12th District, Kansas House Representative. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. A little cool today, but I guess for December, it's not too bad.
Not too bad. We can't complain too much. So, hey, it's things are getting off to the start. I mean, heck, we're only a week away from everyone kind of meeting back in Topeka and everything. But first, you said you wanted to, since it is the start of the month, talk about some December revenue predictions, right?
Well, yeah, we have done good again. Revenue was up about 15% above the estimates for December. And December's collections will put the state at about $105 million above the estimates for this fiscal year, which started last July, so we have about 6 months now. And the revenue has topped estimates for 28 months consecutive. So that's really a good thing. Breaking that down a little bit, individual income tax receipts were about $5.2 million less than the estimates. But if you compare this, it was almost $20 million above the same time last year on December's report of 2021. Sales tax, which you thought would have been up a little bit because of the holiday spending, it was about $14 million below. So that's kind of maybe an indicator of where the economy is kind of slowing down or stabilizing out. But we were still above a year ago December. So our out-of-state sales, compensating use tax, they were up about almost 6%. So for the first 6 months, we have right now, the state of Kansas has taken in about $4.58 billion, B with a billion. So that's about a little over half of what our budget is. I mean, so I guess we're on projection. We're about $7 or $8 billion. What we normally project for a budget. So a lot of money in the state coffers, roughly $2 billion balance will really kind of entice legislators to maybe do some spending when we probably should be thinking about giving some back to the taxpayers, and they're really struggling with inflation. And so hopefully we can get some good wisdom there. We got a lot of new legislators coming in. It's a new year. Normally, the state of Kansas will, on an average year, legislators will propose about 600 to 700 bills. Of that 600 or 700, probably 100 or less will actually pass and become law. So that's going to be a lot on the plate, a lot of programs out there that we need to look at, and I may cover a little bit. We're going back next. I'll be going back this weekend. That first week's just kind of a little bit of a social thing initially, first couple of days and ceremonies, and then we'll probably get down to some heavy lifting possibly later in the week and certainly the following weeks to come.
Well, and I'm sure for the folks who are new, there's probably a little bit of training and acclimation and everything for those new representatives.
Yes, and I just met the new one that we have from Eureka, a retired veterinarian that replaced Joe Newland from the O'Shea, who was actually elected Farm Bureau president and has resigned that legislative position. So, yeah, a lot of new people, a lot of new faces. You come in with an idea that you're really going to do a lot, and then you find out that it takes quite a bit of teamwork. And, if you get one or two bills passed and introduced and passed, that's really a major accomplishment.
Well, sure. And, you know, we've seen from, you know, an outsider perspective, you think, oh, well, you know, it'll be easy to get this stuff through. But, you know, once you get into it, you see that, yeah, there's a lot of different moving parts to keep track of. But speaking of such things, what are you thinking about potential legislation that we might see come down the pike as we get into this new year?
Well, one thing that's made the news, and certainly we're going to increase, and I believe it'll be nonpartisan as far as I know the governor's supporting it too, to increase the, currently Kansas has a exemption on Social Security earnings if it's up to $75,000. However, it's kind of a flawed, almost a sharp cliff type process. Because you make $75,000, and we're talking family income, and $1, then the whole your whole deduction goes away. So it's kind of a cliff, and more than likely that will probably increase that from the $75,000 that would be exempt on Social Security earnings up to, and that would be state tax, would be up to probably somewhere around $100,000. One of the things we see is a lot of our seniors, when they retire, they start looking at retirement-friendly states, and a lot of states either don't have income tax or they certainly exempt Social Security. So that will be a high priority, and I'm sure it will pass at some point, some version of it, this session. And then we got another issue that locally, as well as almost every county, the motor vehicle department, the county treasurer, they're paid a flat fee for transactions. And currently, the state of Kansas reimbursement rate is not really sufficient to fund the costs that are incurred by the county. And sometimes when the state gives a particular fee, it may be there for 10 or 15 years and not really upgraded. And so the end result is that the local county taxpayers in each county must subsidize what is really a state requirement to license your motor vehicle. And that has to they have to dig into property taxes. So the commissioners have to subsidize the county treasurer. So we're probably looking at a bill that would rectify that to a point that we're at least they can break even. They're doing us a valuable service, and I've talked with local county treasurers in my district, and they're all very supportive of that particular type of legislation.
What would be some examples of the actual costs, the things that they're spending money on at the county level on that?
Well, they have to pay salary and certainly the staff and the time it takes. And mainly it's a, and we're having a problem with manpower and hiring workers everywhere. And it seems like the pay isn't as competitive as it should be. So what you have in is when you have two persons doing a job that probably needs three. And so you have long wait lines or a long time, or you can't find really some super quality people and retain them because of the lower pay. So if we increase this fee, and it'll end up costing you more to do a title transaction, but at least it'll be equitable. The state will give what it probably should have been given, for several years. So that'll help fund the county operation and hopefully fund some employees to do the work.
All right. Anything else that is that you might think that we would get to in this next year as far as legislation goes?
Well, we've got this has been longstanding. Our state mental health facilities at Osawatomie and Larned, Kansas, and law enforcement staff will really understand what I'm talking about, because when somebody's about to do harm to themselves or possibly others, they really don't have they haven't committed necessarily a crime, but they need to be mentally evaluated, and so they have to kind of hold them to protect them sometimes from themselves in a facility that's really not designed to do that, such as a local jail. So there's a proposal to build a 50-bed mental Wichita area around Sedgwick County because a high number of mental health issues come from Sedgwick County as far as the need. So we're actually going to place them. There's been, I think, $15 million already allocated out of some of the Spark money to build that start, at least at that facility. So that's much needed. That will help take pressure off the local law enforcement, and they'll have a place to go with somebody rather than trying to hold them in, you know, in their jail, or they really can't sometimes do that in an office. So that will really be a good thing, and I think that will certainly be passed, and you know, at least some version of it to fund that.
You mentioned Osawatomie, and this is a little off topic, but have you heard any updates? I know they've been having staffing issues for quite some time. Has there been any change in that you've heard of?
Well, we're still, everybody, for some reason, I don't know, is struggling with finding employees. I mean, it's just, and particularly in the health area, nursing homes, hospitals, medical field, and certainly mental health is no exception. So they're still struggling. Legislature has done some pay increases to help, you know, attract people and or retain some of those people. But it's just a tough job that nobody seems to want to do, and I kind of understand that. But yeah, we still have some staffing problems. I mean, it's a little better than it was because we've increased and some of those facilities increased pay, so that's helped a little bit.
Very good. We're speaking with Kansas District 12 Representative Doug Blackson. Sir, anything else that you'd like to add this morning that comes to mind?
Well, water is on my mind and a big issue, and we'll probably, I'm actually, we've received committee assignments, and I'm vice chair of the local government committee. I'm also got on the water committee and the ag committee, and I'm still on the Health and Human Services, where I've been for 6 years. So I have four committees, which is kind of about an average load for some of the more veteran legislatures. I think the new legislatures coming in will probably only have three, and they'll find that's a big load, too, so because there's a lot to learn. But, yeah, I think water, hopefully we can get some water on water funding passed, possibly a percentage of the existing sales tax that would be dedicated to fund water issues, that is ground water depletion in the western half of the state, and in the eastern half, we primarily surface water, get most of our, for the most part, water from our reservoirs or a lake as opposed to a well. So, big issue, the whole state's suffering. Our economic well-being is really critical to having good water supplies. A lot of our local cities, and some of them, Caney's still dealing with some water issues. So hopefully, I'm pretty certain something will pass, some form of that, and, you know, to get adequate funding. We've not had really good, solid funding. A lot of that money was taken away, you know, for 6 or 8, 10 years in a row, and that really hurts getting some good water policy in to where everybody has can turn the tap on and we have water, and then the western Kansas people can grow crops and irrigate, you know, on a wise situation. It's gonna be a struggle, but if somebody's just going to have to bite the bullet and say, hey, this is what we need to do, and we got some additional money, I think that would be a good priority to put where we need to put money, as well as potentially giving some of that back to the taxpayers.
Do you see reservoirs as a solution for some of the problems? I mean, I know that's been tried and discussed before in Caney, but a lot of the reservoirs in the state of Kansas were built in the 50s and 60s, and not too many have been built since then. Are there any kind of environmental concerns to try to get over? What is a holdback on maybe getting some more reservoirs in the state?
Well, I doubt seriously if we'd be able to build any major reservoirs. The cost of the environmental permitting and you know, acquiring the land that today's world almost makes that cost prohibitive. And probably what we have to do is look at some wise use of the existing reservoirs. Our local reservoirs, such as Elk City, Fall River, Toronto, are nearly high 30s to 40% full of silt already. They were designed for a 50-year life for the most part. So we're going to have to look at some innovative ways. I mean, there's been some aquatic dredging. John Redmond, state spent $20 million on that to make sure we had some water capacity. And that's generally the problem. But there's some management issues of you can potentially raise water levels in those conservation pools, maybe a foot or two, that will allow for more water storage. The critical thing sometimes is for a city or a municipality industry to have maybe a couple of sources of water, at least a backup. And right now, a lot of our cities only have one source, and it's fairly well jeopardized due to a lot of siltation in our reservoirs. So, yeah, we're going to have to get innovative. There's a lot of things out there that are working, and hopefully we're just going to have to do it. But the chance of building a new reservoir in the eastern part of the state is fairly slim. It's really a difficult, long, probably a 20-year process to get the land acquired as well as permitting.
Sure. Well, sir, I really appreciate you answering all my questions this morning. Great to talk to you. We're out of time for today, but I hope you have a good start of the new year and a good start of the session there in Topeka.
I look forward to it, and anybody needs to contact me, they can email me or contact me at the Capitol, and I'd be happy. My door's always open, and may God bless, and we have a good year.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Uh-huh.
All right, that is Representative District 12, Doug Blex, here on the Mighty 690. And coming up, of course, we will be having our Ask the Expert segment here in mere moments on KGGF. Charles Skank will be in studio for that, so you don't want to miss it. It's coming up here on the Mighty 690, 27 degrees right now in Coffeyville.